Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro is the parsha of Matan Torah, of the giving of the Torah. And here we have several passages from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, which are just so powerful. Perek Yutzes, chapter 19 of Parshas Yisro begins with Bachodesh Hashlishi, with Tzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. At the third month after the Jewish people left Egypt, Ayom Azeh, on this very day, on Rosh Chodesh, Bo Midbar Sinai, they came to the Sinai Desert, the wilderness around Sinai. Vayisu mi Rifidim, the next pasuk says, they traveled away from Rifidim. Vayavo Midbar Sinai, they came to Midbar Sinai. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, and Israel camped there opposite the mountain. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says here very powerful things. Because there's such unbelievably forceful affection that God has with the Jewish people. The Godel Cheshko, and such amazing desire. Lases lehem arusasam zos haTorah, to give to the Jewish people their bride. The bride of the Jewish people is the Torah. So Tikshus, you can ask, Lama nis'akev Hashem yiteis haTorah ad chodesh hashlishi. The Torah and the Jewish people are a groom with his bride. Why would Hashem wait? Wait day after day, week after week, month after month, before he allows the Jewish people to connect with their bride. He takes us out of Egypt right away. He should have given us the Torah. Why does he wait till the third month? The third month after we left Egypt. Then he brings us to the Sinai Desert. Now we're ready to get the Torah. This is torture. This isn't fair. We're waiting for marriage. One of the signs and characteristics of affection is that a person is running to be with his beloved. So why does Hashem wait 3 months? He said, well, he wanted the Jewish people to get to Sinai. He wanted us to be at Sinai. That's where we should get the Torah. Halo Matzinu, Shafiu Eliezer, Eved Avram, Kafsalo, Aretz Belechto. But why would it take so long to get to Sinai? 3 months to get to Sinai? Why would it take so long? Go back to Parshas Chaye Sarah. Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak. And Chazal say, she had Kvitzas Aderech. They got there very quickly. He had Kvitzas Aderech. The trip took 1 day. So if to bring Yitzchak closer to Rivka, Hashem is going to make travel move quickly. Mikol shekein v'kal v'chomer, v'chatunas nesuas rosh. Certainly for the wedding, of the ultimate wedding, the Jewish people with the Torah. Ki tikvos haaretz v'gam ha'shamayim mitzdar chula. Heaven and earth should be jumping that the Jewish people should be able to marry the Torah. This is the wedding of the world. For the wedding of Yitzchak and Rivka, Hashem made the world move. And Eliezer gets so quickly to Aram. So why doesn't Hashem make the whole world move to get the Jewish people to Sinai right away? So that's a question. Asher al-kein ba kadosh baruch hu v'nasan amasla l'davar. So that's the meaning of the verse here, where Hashem is coming and giving an excuse. It isn't that there isn't enough attraction or isn't enough love, and therefore it's something that's happening incrementally and slowly and haphazardly and without a lot of passion. The wedding couldn't happen right away because the groom wasn't ready. The groom had to prepare. The Jewish people had to become worthy. The Jewish people were not yet worthy to be married to the Torah. Why? Because where had the Jews been till this point? The Jews had been the Jewish people had been in Egypt. What did we know about Egypt? Egypt is a place of impurity. No purity, no holiness in Egypt. Fahayu l'nida b'nehem. What happens when someone becomes impure? A woman can become a nida. The Jewish nation had the status of a nida. How does a nida become pure? She has to count 7 clean days. The Jewish people have to count 7 clean days. The 7 clean days that the Jewish people were counting were the 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos. 7 Shabbosos. Each Shabbos completed one of the clean days. Kederech Shiva Nekiyim Asher Tziva Hashem Lezava. These are the 7 clean days for a woman who is impure. That's what the Pasuk says. For who Omro? Litzei Spinei Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk is saying. In the 3rd month, and you might ask, the 3rd month, Hashem should have given us the Torah right away. Why did He make us wait 3 months, 49 days, till we get the Torah? The answer is because the Jewish people have come out of Egypt. Pirush L'Shibas Yitziyasa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because they're coming out of Egypt. And when we come out of Egypt, we're still defiled with the impurity of Egypt. And since we are defiled with the impurity of Egypt, we need to go through the process of being a Nida. Who has so bevikvas hadavar, and that's what caused the delay. Ad achodesh hashlishi, until the 3rd month when we are pure and ready to get the Torah. V'araya, and the proof that this is what's going on. Ki kishikar v'yameach sharasam. When the day of being ready gets close, bo bayom nasu, bo bayom ba'u. Suddenly everything starts moving quickly. Vayisu merefidim, they set out of refidim, and on that very same day, vayavo midbar Sinai, they get to the Sinai desert right away. Because once we're ready, Hashem's rushing, then everything starts to move quickly. V'omram, that's what the verse says, bayom azeh. On this very day, Bo Midbar Sinai, Pirush, the meaning is Shenasu, on the day that they traveled, Bo Bayom Ba'u, that was the day in which they arrived. V'chein Huva B'Devrei Mzal, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Shebiyom Shenasu Bo Ba'u, the same day the Jewish people traveled was the day that they arrived. The same day that we traveled was the same day that we arrived. V'itzatzti b'inyin v'ere otzam cheshko yizbarach b'Yisrael sheni keres mitoch ma'asav. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, I look at this and I see how much Hashem loves the Jewish people. When Hashem reveals to us why He made us travel around till the 3rd month, you might ask, if Hashem loves us and He wants to give us the Torah, but we need to go through a process of purification. Adayin tiksha, shayel lo likvos haaretz ulagiel amidbar Sinai bo b'yom. Why did Hashem make us go around and around? Why didn't He just jump the land and bring us to Sinai on the very day, on that very day that we left Egypt? The Sham Yis'akvu at Sfor Shiva Shavuos. Let us stay at Sinai and count 7 weeks there. And then Yezman HaKosher Kenizkar. And then we'll get the Torah once we're pure. Why does Hashem make us travel for days and days and months? Take us to Sinai and let us have our 49 days sitting around Sinai and then get the Torah. Achein ze yagid otzem cheshek nesina sator liyisrael. But this is to show us the unbelievable desire that Hashem has to give the Torah to us. Ki legodol cheshko baruch hu bahem. Because God loves us so much. Lo ratza lahavi emul his akev zman aruch. Below chasana beveis chasnas. Hashem doesn't want to bring us to the wedding hall and then wait 49 days till he can do the wedding. You can almost hear the Or HaChaim say, Hashem wouldn't be able to hold himself back. He wouldn't be able to hold himself back if we would be there. And therefore, Hayim emayim tayamim berichuk makom. All those days went past when we were far. V'tikach lecha shi'uran shel dvarim. Mechashuk v'chashukasa. And realize this. Think about a beloved with his wife. Kilo yitztar ba'akavasam yibo'i leha. Kol zman shelo higia eis dodin. If it isn't yet the time for the wedding, he's not so upset that they're not yet together. Adayin lo olsa kal l'chupasa. She hasn't even come to the chuppah. Asher lo came be'es kala b'chupasa. But once she's already in the chuppah, lo yatzer koach la'akev b'yaso eleha. He can't hold himself back. It's time. It's the wedding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't hold himself back if he would have brought us to Sinai. And so Hashem made us travel to here and to there. All around, Hashem made us travel for 49 days almost, a little bit less, 42 days. But He made us travel so that when we would finally be pure, entering into the seventh day, then we could come to Sinai to get the Torah. Because when Hashem gives us the Torah, it's the most unbelievable marriage. It's the marriage of Torah with Am Yisrael, of Hashem with the world. That's the first thought that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh teaches. The second verse here, again, chapter 19, the verse says, the Jews traveled from Rephidim, and they came to the Sinai desert. They camped in the desert, and Israel camped there opposite the mountain. The Or HaChaim asks, this verse should have been the first verse. The first verse was, on the first day of the third month, after the Jews left Egypt, on this very day they came to the Sinai desert. They traveled from Rephidim, and they came to the Sinai desert. It's out of order. It should say, they traveled from Rephidim on the first day of the third month, and they came to the Sinai desert. Why say first, they came to the Sinai desert on the first day of the third month, and then say, oh, by the way, where were they coming from? They left Rephidim, and they came to the Sinai desert. Seems out of order. Says the Or HaChaim again. Shu'al derech omram. This is what our sages teach us. Ahava mekalkelas hashura lahaktim hamu'uchar. When a person is so excited with love, everything is out of order. Hashem was so excited to give the Jewish people the Torah, he wants to get the good news out. They came to Sinai. Oh, where'd they come from? They came from Rephidim to Sinai. But first the great news. They came to Sinai. They're about to get the Torah. This is the day that God has been waiting for. This is the day that the Torah has been waiting for. This is the day that the world has been waiting for. This is the day that all the angels have been waiting for. This is the day that all the creatures have been waiting for. Because once the Jews get the Torah, the world will last. From the day of the creation, the creatures and the angels and the world are all waiting. When will the Jewish people get to Midbar Sinai? It's when the Jews get there. Hashem can't hold himself back. He can't say, oh, by the way, they came from Rephidim. The good news is here. They've arrived to Midbar Sinai. On this day they arrived. On this day, he who desires is with the one whom he desires. Heaven and earth were happy because this was the purpose of the creation, the hope of the creation. And then after telling us that the hope has arrived, now the verse goes back and starts to give some of the details. One idea. Another idea, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. When it says that they came to Midbar Sinai, it already said that they came to Midbar Sinai. Obviously, they camped there also. But the meaning of the verse is to tell us, the first verse says that they came to Sinai. And the second verse is to tell us that there are three basic principles that we need to do to prepare ourselves to get the Torah. And because the Jewish people had undertaken these three preparations, Hashem agreed to give them his gift, the sweet, precious Torah. The first principle in terms of Torah is effort. The only way to get Torah is by putting in a lot of work and a lot of toil for Torah. Laziness destroys a person's ability at grasping Torah. That's why we find that throughout Tanakh, when Hashem talks about the Torah, he talks about strength and courage. Hashem tells Yoshua, be strong and courageous and study Torah. So much so, and it requires so much effort, that the Medrash says a person has to be willing to die for Torah. Now, Lahavdil, I was in the car before, so we were listening to one of the talk show hosts on the radio. So he was getting all worked up, and the kids were really enjoying hearing his screaming and ranting. He said, he started reading the Declaration of Independence. He said, people died in Boston. Why'd they die? They died for liberty. You know, when people go out to war, why are they dying? They're not dying for a particular president. They're dying for liberty. In other words, he lives for liberty. Hashem wants us to live for Torah, to be willing to die for Torah, to put in all of our effort into the Torah, in the study of Torah. The Gemara says, the verse says, Zos chukas ha-Torah, this is the law of the Torah, Adam ki amus ba-ohel, a man who will die in the tent, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin, the words of Torah only last, b'mishamei misatzmo alah, and a person who will die, put himself to death over it, for its sake. Our sages say, we have to be willing to die for the Torah. That's how much effort we put into Torah. And so too our sages, when they talk about Torah, they don't talk about knowledge. What's the bracha that we say in the morning? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, thank you God who've made us holy and sanctified us. Not l'da'as Torah, not li'yos talmud chacham, la'asok b'divrei Torah. Now the word esek, what does the word esek mean? To be involved, to strain, to be in a business. Torah is about the effort of Torah, about the toil of Torah. That's the first piece to Torah, to put in effort, says the Aruch Haim. The Gemara says that Torah is a potion of life to those who are at its right. What does that mean? The right hand is the most active hand. Torah is life to the person who puts in effort and more effort and more effort and toil and work. So that's what the verse says. They came to Sinai. It says, and now they're ready to get Torah. Why? Number one, Vayis'u me'refidin. They travel from Refidin. Not just to tell us that they traveled from a place called Refidin. If that was the case, it should have told us that before it told us where they camped to. But Refidin is an amazing word. Refidin is actually two words. Refidin is the word Raf Yadayim. Raf means weak or slack, and Yadayim are hands. They traveled away from hands that slack off. They traveled away from being lazy. They traveled away from taking it easy. That's what the Gemara says, that Amalek attacks Yisrael Berefidim, by Yilachemim Yisrael Berefidim, when the Jews slack off. That's when Amalek attacks. To get to Torah, we have to get away from slacking off. We begin with effort. The Jewish people travel away from slacking off. And they're getting ready for effort and effort and toil to carry God's load, the load of the Torah. And they come to the Sinai Desert. That's the first preparation for Torah. The first preparation for Torah is enormous, enormous effort. Tremendous, tremendous effort. The big Torah scholars, they put in such enormous effort. You know, my wife's uncle had the privilege of being very close to Rav Soloveitchik. So he told us a story that he saw with Rav Soloveitchik. That Rav Soloveitchik in his later years was once sitting in a house in Boston, sitting on a chair on a Shabbos afternoon. Suddenly he was startled. And he said, okay, okay. And he got up and he sat at the table and he opened up the Gemara and he didn't leave for 10 hours. Afterwards, Rabbi Feuerstein said, Rebbe, what happened? He said, I had been working on a subject in the Gemara. I gave a class, and I was sitting. I gave the class on Thursday, and I saw my father. And my father came to me and said, Beryl, you could do better. So I opened up the Gemara. I spent 10 hours to come up with a different approach, a better approach. That's the toil Torah scholars. Torah scholars put in tremendous, tremendous effort. He related that he remembers once he was crossing the street and he met Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Mordechai, how are you following the shir? He said, Rebbe, it's hard. And Rabbi Soloveitchik, like a general, he said, Mordechai, have courage! Have courage! The general has to rally the troops! This is not a time for the faint of heart. Have courage and effort and go forward and succeed. When it comes to Torah, it requires effort to get away from the Rifrin Yadayim, to get away from the weakness, from the laziness, from the comfort zone, and to put in effort. That's the first piece. What's the second piece to acquire the Torah? Second piece, says the Aruch Chaim, is to be humble and to feel lowly. Torah is godly wisdom. A person who thinks that he is the big genius, he knows all the answers, he's so smart, he's got great memory and great insight and brilliant concepts, he's not going to get Torah. He won't understand the Torah. Torah won't last with him. So the verse says, Vayisu me'refidim, they travel away from laziness. Vayachanu bamidbar, and they camp in the desert. A desert is a symbol of lowliness and humility. Everyone can walk around in the desert. Everything is free in a desert. The Jewish people made themselves humble. And the third idea, Yehoshua HaChaim HaKadosh says, the third preparation for Torah is that the students of Torah have to get along with each other. The Bnei Yeshiva have to be friendly. If someone has an insight, he has to share it with his friend. Torah is not acquired alone. Torah is only acquired when the friends are together and discussing and trying to understand together. In fact, the Gemara says, the verse says, Cherev al Abadim, there is a sword about the Badim. That's a reference, there's a sword against those who study Torah as automatons, each by themselves. And that's the third part of this verse. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. The verse doesn't say, and they camped there. It says, and Israel, as an individual, camped there opposite the mountain. And Rashi says, as one man with one heart, the Jewish people were fully united. And fully united, we accepted the Torah. Because Torah requires these three preparations. Effort, tremendous humility, and tremendous friendship. Friendship amongst the students of the Torah. So the verse is not saying where they came from. The verse is saying they came away from weakness. They entered into humility. And they were filled with unity. And in that way, they were able to get the Torah. The third verse says, U'Moshe Allah Elohe Elokim. And Moshe went up to God. Vayikra Elav Hashem in Ahar Lemor. God called out to Moshe from the mountain, saying, Kos Somar Leves Yaakov. So you shall say softly to the household of Jacob, V'Sageid Livnei Yisrael. And tell the children of Israel. Ask the Yehoshua HaChaim. Tzarech Ladas. Lama Ala Moshe Kodem Shikra Lo Hashem.
I locked the door. Should I unlock it?
No, it's good.
Okay.
Got to
take care. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Why would Moshe go up before Hashem calls him to go up? And another question. Where is he going to? If to the mountain, it should say he went to the mountain. Our sages explain, this is the verse, Alisa Lamaram, you went up to the heavens, you took a captive. But it's also difficult. We find that later Hashem calls him up to the mountain. If he already went up to the mountains, why does Hashem have to call him again? Why does the verse say, Moshe Allah Elohe Elokim? Why not Moshe Allah El Hashem? But the meaning of the verse is like this. Hashem had told Moshe at the time of the burning bush, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, you will serve God on this mountain. Hashem had shown him that that was the place where we would eventually receive the Torah. So now that we had arrived there, Moshe right away goes up onto the mountain. He knows which mountain. This is the mountain that Hashem has revealed himself to him in this nether. And Moshe goes up, El Ho Elokim, based on what Hashem had told him before, Tavduna Se Elokim, Halah HaRazeh. Moshe's not waiting. If he's going to wait till Hashem calls him, that means he forgot the original mission. He remembers the original mission. So right away he runs right up to do it. And Hashem calls to him. Moshe goes up without a call, and then Hashem calls him. Why? Holiness requires that we take the first step. We have to run up the mountain, and then Hashem calls out to us. This is what the Zohar says, Bis Arusa Delasata. it arusa de la'ela. By awakening from below, it causes an awakening from above. That's the secret of the mist that comes out of the earth, which then becomes the cloud to bring rain. And that's what the verse says. Vayikra Eilav Hashem. When Moshe is running up the mountain, when we are pursuing holiness, that arouses Hashem to call out to us. Vayikra is also from the word vayaker, to give honor. It makes Hashem make the Jewish people honored. It makes Moshe honored. Hashem calls Moshe min hahar lemor, from the mountain, saying, explains the Arachaim, L'tzad ki dvar Hashem ba min shmei ha-shamayim. The word of Hashem comes from the highest heights of the heavens. For Hashem has yet to come down onto Mount Sinai. That's what the verse is telling us. Hashem demanded that his sound come through the mountain, and from there Moshe will hear his word, and not to turn anywhere else. And that sound wouldn't be heard until Moshe's on the mountain. He should come to the mountain, and at the mountain he'll hear the voice of God. Vayikra Eilav Hashem, Hashem calls from where his name is, but that call, min hahar lemor, from the mountain he begins to hear, not before it, not earlier. Now at the mountain he's hearing. And Hashem tells Moshe, Kos somar leves Yaakov, v'saged levnei Yisrael, so you shall say to the household of Yaakov and explain to the children of Israel, Atem re'isem asher asisi l'mitzrayim, you saw what I did to you in Egypt. V'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim, I carried you on the wings of eagles. V'avi eschem eloi, and I brought you to me. Why does it say both, kosomar and v'saged? Rashi says, Kosomar lebeis Yaakov, tell the women, tell them in a soft way, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the men, Tagei, Dvarim, Kashim, Kegidim, tell them in a hard way. But it's difficult. We don't find here two different things. We just find one thing, to the men and the women. So if they're difficult, they're going to hear it together. If they're soft, they're going to hear the soft things together. So the Arachaim has a different explanation. The Arachaim says further, Gam ein ani roe dvarim kashim edivrei Hashem la'anashim. There's nothing here that's harsh. El dvarim ha'machayim es ha'nefesh. All these words are words that give life to the soul. What Hashem is trying to say is like this. Ki ha'adon Elokei Yisrael midosav heim lehitziv. Hashem, the Master, the Lord of Israel, He always wants to do favors. V'yoter mecheshek ha-makabel, even more than we want to get, cheshko lehitiv, He wants to give. And that's because He's so, so good. He always wants to give. And as much as He wants to give to everyone in the world, He wants to give even more to Am Yisrael, because He loves the Jewish people. And Hashem is so wise, He's figured out ways to give us the ability to earn so much reward, because that's what He wants. He has revealed that someone who fulfills His Torah and His mitzvos, is only a portion of the achievement of someone who tries to serve Hashem with great love. And we have verses that talk about the amazing reward. One verse says that reward goes for 1,000 generations. Another verse says that reward can go on for 2,000 generations. 1,000 generations is a reference to someone who serves God out of fear. 2,000 generations is someone who serves God out of love. But even serving God out of love can have a misfortune. Even if he loves God, sometimes he's going to have a failure. Because sometimes he feels, oh, God loves me so much and I love him so much. He'll forgive it, you know, he'll let it go, he'll let something go. For example, think about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's so close with God that he feels he can tell God, why don't you send somebody else instead of me? I know you told me to go, but send somebody else to go to Paro. Or he tells God, why'd you harm the Jewish people? Why didn't you save them? Because he feels so close, he feels he can say anything. Someone else who wasn't so close would never have the chutzpah to say such things to Hashem. But even so, Hashem punishes those who are so loving and close in order to keep all of us on the straight and correct way. So when Hashem was about to give the Torah, he wanted to help us get the Torah the right way. He had two options. He could have spoken with great love and affection, and that would be amazing, because then the Jewish people would be excited and out of love would accept the Torah. And then we get a double reward. But on the other hand, if we're filled with tremendous love for Torah and feeling God's love for us, we may not be so careful about all the details of the Torah. Like a father with his son, who's so happy with the son, and the son doesn't have any fear, and the son sometimes does things wrong. But then Hashem had another option. He could have given us the Torah with a tremendous sense of fear and dread. Then we would accept the Torah with great seriousness, but we wouldn't have the tremendous love. He could speak to us very harshly and very toughly. And that would be good, because then we wouldn't disdain the mitzvahs of the Torah, but we wouldn't get the same reward as the reward of those who serve God out of love. So that's what Hashem did it in two ways. On the one hand, he communicated tremendous love. And on the other hand, he frightened us a great deal. And he said both ideas. Ko somar. Ko. In other words, like this way that I'm telling you. Tomer lebeis Yaakov. Tell the household of Yaakov, v'sageh livnei Yisrael. There's a soft word, which is through love and affection. And tageh, there's also a harsh word, which is through frightening. Beis Yaakov is with Amira. Bnei Yisrael is with the harsh word. Because in both ideas, Beis Yaakov is when we are on a lower level. We're not yet serving God out of love. We're serving out of fear. Hashem then wants to communicate his love in a soft and affectionate way. But to Bnei Yisrael, who are already on a high level, and they already have love, the sage tell them in a harsh way that love alone is not enough. They also have to have great fear. Because if there's too much love, they won't take the law seriously. And when you have both tremendous love and tremendous awe, then we can merit to receive the Torah the right way. And that's what Hashem then continues and says, Atem Isem, you saw what I did, how I carried you out of Egypt like on the wings of an eagle, and have tremendous love for me, as well as tremendous awe and tremendous fear. Says the Aruch Chaim, On the next verse, the verse says, Atem Re'isem, you saw what I did to Egypt, how I carried you on the wings of eagles and brought you to me. Says the Arachayim, why does Hashem say, Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim, you saw what I did to Egypt? Wouldn't it be better to say, you saw how I took you out of Egypt? Wasn't that the main thing, to be taken out of Egypt? And to be loyal to God because of all He did for us? And if you say, well, He wanted to mention that He did to Egypt to remind us of the miracles. Even when He says, when I took you out of Egypt, that's also great miracles. But the idea is that Hashem here wants to remind us of two things, to love Him and to fear Him. Fear! Look at what I did to Egypt. Look at how I punished them. They refused to listen to my word, and I turned the Nile into blood and frogs and locusts and so many problems because they refused to listen to me when I said that He should send you free. And that's a sign. Don't dare violate God's mitzvos, for God will take revenge with terrible vengeance and difficulties. Take it to heart. Hashem is hinting to them that they will be like Egypt if they refuse to listen to the Torah and the mitzvos. That's fear of punishment. But there's another meaning also. See what I did to Egypt. See and be awed by the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did to the Egyptians. And in that way, see and have a great sense of love and affection. These awesome feats were done for us. The whole world was trembling. A nation was almost wiped out for us. And when we realize that Hashem did all of this for us, we're filled with great affection to the Creator who's done so many kindnesses for us. And that's the love of Hashem our God. And these are the two things. Tomer l'Beis Yaakov, which is love, Tagel b'nei Yisrael. Love alone is not enough. There also has to be fear. And then Hashem continues and says, and see that I carried you like on the wings of an eagle. There is a great emphasis on the love. Because the main way to get reward for mitzvos is to fulfill mitzvos out of great love. And to fulfill out of love, we need to get excited. And that's why the verse says, see how much I loved you, like a father who loves his children. Even how you walked, I took care of you. You didn't even have to walk. I put you on my back and I gave you a ride on the wings of eagles. You had clouds of glory carrying you through the desert. Your feet never cracked. And these are the types of things that make us realize the great affection. Whereas fear, it's pretty easy to create fear in the heart. And then the verse says, and I brought you to me. What that means is, Hashem doesn't bring us until we first take the first effort. We have to try to get closer to Him, and then He brings us close. That would be the normal way, but Hashem didn't do that. Hashem pulled us, even though we weren't deserving, He brought us closer to Him. Another idea, when Hashem took us out of Egypt, we were worried, and we weren't so close to Hashem, and we kept giving up on Hashem, and complaining, and trying to move back, and Hashem kept bringing us closer to Him. Or another idea, had Hashem not taken us out Himself, we would have lost everything, we would have fallen to the lowest levels, we never would have gotten out. And that's what the verse says, V'avi eschem Eloi, I brought you to me to make sure you wouldn't be lost in impurity. And a final idea. There may be those who would argue What's the big thing about the Jewish people? Hashem offered the Torah to the other nations also, and they said not. And so it says, I brought you to me. When a king has a friend who comes to speak to him, it's different than if he just happens to meet someone in the street and talks to him. The Jewish people are brought closer to Hashem. The other nations, Hashem offered them the Torah just to give them a chance, but they didn't take it. But the Jewish people, Hashem loves them, and He brought them close like a dear friend. And when we realize that Hashem loves us with dear, dear love, that's when we're ready to get the Torah. That's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh teaches. Thank you. Thank you for coming.